Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
There was a wedding feast at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to them, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine without knowing where it came from, although they who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. So in today's first reading in Genesis, we have the creation of woman. And the last verse says, "And the man and his wife were both naked, yet they felt no shame." They had no original sin. They were created without sin. As the new Adam, Jesus, and his mother, Mary, conceived without sin. Today marks the first apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It happened in 1858 to 14-year-old Marie Bernadette Soubirous, who had been sent by her mother to gather firewood along with her sister and a friend of hers. And when she was separated from the other girls, Our Lady appeared to her wearing a white dress and a blue sash. And Bernadette thought she was dreaming. She said, and she rubbed her eyes, but the lady was still there. And she was beckoning Bernadette to come closer. But Bernadette was afraid, so she pulled out her rosary and attempted to bless herself, but she felt paralyzed. She tried again, and she was able to bless herself. And at the same time, the lady also made the sign of the cross. She prayed the rosary. Bernadette did. And the lady just let the beads go through her fingers without saying the words. And over the next 5 months, she appeared 18 times to Bernadette. I'll just give you an overview. She told Bernadette, "I do not promise to make you happy in this life, but in the next." And on February 21st, she said, "It is necessary to pray for sinners." February 25th, the miraculous spring of water began to flow that would cure thousands right up till today. On the 26th, she said, "It is necessary to do penance for sinners." Then on the 28th of February, a mother brought her fevered child with pneumonia and submerged him in the cold spring. And that was the first cure. The second cure was that of a man who was blind by an explosion. The doctor said he would never see again, but he bathed his eyes in the spring and was healed. On March the 2nd, Our Lady asked that priests build a chapel there and lead a procession to the place, but they paid no heed to that request. On March 25th, Bernadette begged the lady to tell her her name. She answered, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Now, Pope Pius IX had proclaimed the dogma of the Immaculate Conception 4 years earlier, on December 8, 1854. But this poor peasant girl who couldn't read or write had never heard of that dogma, and she didn't know what the Immaculate Conception meant. Because of the miraculous cures, the bishop nominated a commission to investigate, and after many thorough interviews with Bernadette and other people, and after examining the cures, it was declared that there was supernatural intervention at Lourdes. So churches were built in her honor, and the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes celebrated. You know, there's a beautiful film, The Song of Bernadette, and right at the beginning, they introduced the story with this quote, "For those who believe in God, no explanation is necessary. For those who do not believe, no explanation is possible." Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us.